Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We'll begin Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the middle of the bottom line. Gidol Bar Min Yumi Avikoy Kamid Rav Nachman. They were there suited together. He was before Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching. Vahadar Lareisha, and he went back to Birchas Hamazon. So Rashi explains it just like we have by Tfilah. Just like by Shemana Esrei, a person makes a mistake and he's already akaragel. He took steps back. He finished the Shemana Esrei. He goes back to the beginning. Here also, he made a mistake. So he didn't mention the additional Yalav Yova that he was supposed to make. Or they would say, the mentioning that has to be made for the day. Just like by Shemana Esrei, if you don't mention Yalav Yova, you go back to the beginning. Here also went back to the beginning. Amar Lei, so he said to my time of in Marachi, why did you go back to the beginning? Amar Lei, Dama Rabbi Shila, Amar Rav, Toh, Chazer L'Rosh. If you make a mistake, you have to repeat, go back to the beginning. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Toh, Amar Baruch Shanosan. We just learned before that if you made a mistake, that you insert after B'nai Shalayim between the Toiv Meitiv, Baruch Shanosan, Baruch Shanosan, Shabbosos, etc. So here also, why did you go back to the beginning? You should have inserted it in the middle. Amar Lei, Lavit Mar Lo, didn't we learn on that? Amar Rav, Menashe B'Tachlif, Amar Rav. When is that said that you can insert it after B'nai Shalayim, Lo Yishano Shalav, Pasol B'Toiv HaMeitiv? That's only if he did not yet start a Toiv HaMeitiv, Pasol B'Toiv HaMeitiv, but if he already commenced and started a Toiv HaMeitiv, Chazal Rosh, he has to go back to the beginning. Meaning, the brachos of benching of Birchas Hamazon after B'nai Yishalayim, if he did not start a Toiv HaMeitiv, then it's like finishing the Shemana Esrei before Akar Raglav. But if he started a Toiv HaMeitiv, now even though that's part of benching, but that was an additional part that was added on, that's Midrabanan. So that's considered like he concluded the benching, and just like by Shemana Esrei, once he concludes the Shemana Esrei, if he didn't omitted a portion that has to be said, he has to go back to the beginning. Here also, he has to go back to the beginning. Amar Vidi Baravin Amar Rav Avim Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel Tzav Alei Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilah Machzir Nais. If you did not mention Rosh Chodesh in davening, you did not mention Yalav Yavai, then you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. Bebirchas Hamazon Ein Machzir Nais. But if you omitted it in benching, you do not have to repeat it. Amar Lei Rav Anu Rav Amram Maishna Tfilah Maishna Bebirchas Hamazon. So you ask them, what's the difference between the two? In both cases, you're required to say it. Why by Tfilah do you have to repeat it, and by benching you don't? Amar Lei said to him, Afle Didi Kashali, I also had the same problem. Sheilta L'Rav Nachman, I asked from Neva Nachman, Amar Lei Minei de Mar Shmuel, Lo Shmilei, said I did not hear the answered explanation from Mar Shmuel. Ela Nechzeinan, but let ourselves try to examine this. Tfilah Dechayvehi, Tfilah is an obligation. You must daven. So if you omitted it, then Machzir Noisa, then it has to be repeated because it must be said. But it doesn't have to be said necessarily, the Yalav Yavai on Rish Chodesh by benching time, because if he doesn't eat bread, he doesn't have to bench, and therefore he doesn't have to say Yalav. So Yalav Yavai does not necessarily have to be said. So therefore, Iboy, by eating, he has the option, so therefore, if he doesn't say it, it does not have to be repeated. Well, that's true by Rosh Chodesh that he doesn't necessarily have to eat. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, over there he must eat. If he makes a mistake, that he has to repeat it, because over there he must eat. He said yes. If he did make a mistake on Shabbos, and he didn't say it, or on Rosh Chodesh, he didn't say Yalav Yavai. There, it must be repeated, but on Rosh Chodesh, where eating is not mandatory, then it doesn't have to repeat it. What do you mean you have to repeat it? Didn't he say that you insert Baruch Shanasan? Like we said before, the more answers, Lavit Marlo, Loishon El Shalai Pasuk Bar Toiv HaMeitiv. When is that so that you can insert? That's only if you do not start at commence with Toiv HaMeitiv. Avo Pasuk Bar Toiv HaMeitiv, Chayzel L'Rosh. But if it is, he was Paisach Bar Toiv HaMeitiv, then you have to go back to the beginning. So Tosfos has a din and brings on a din lagabe shalosh shuras on Shabbos. Is that the same din as the rest of the suras on Shabbos? Shalosh shuras is somewhat different than the other suras. If he forgot, would say, does he have to go back? Yes, there's a din on lagabe shalosh shuras. It also points out that in Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, boy, it's optional if you want to eat or not. Well, you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. However, the pshat is you don't have to eat a suda of pas. So you don't necessarily have to bench. So you don't have to necessarily say Yalav Yavoy in the bracha of bracha achreina. So therefore, it's different than the Shabbos and Yontif sudas where you have to eat, not only have to eat, but you have to eat bread, you have to have a suda pas, where therefore you have to bench. Ad kama mezamnin. Lameimer the Rav Meir Choshev like Isaiah from Yudakibayim. So the Mishnah said, ad kama mezamnin. How much do you have to eat that it requires you to have a zimun? Tosfos points out over here that the shaila is really dependent, that's really part and parcel of the same shaila, of how much do you have to eat when you have to bench? Do you have to eat a kezias or do you have to eat a kebeya? So really the shaila, the first question is, how much do you have to eat that you're required to bench for? But Tosfos says that it's teaching you that not only for a gazayas you have to bench, but that's the same shear you also would be required for a zimun. But in Hanami, it's really a shiloh, fundamental shiloh of where is benching is required, how much eating is required to bench. And but by extension, their same shear that's for benching is the same shear for zimun. Ad kamuzamun, so the member the Ramir Khoshiv like Kazayas. Rabbi Yehuda Kebeya, you mean to say the Ramir considers a Kazayas Achila Khashuva that requires benching? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not enough. You have to eat more than a Kazayas. You have to eat a Kebeya. Only a Bey is considered Khoshiv. We seem to see that they say the opposite of that. This none we learned in the Mishnah, Vachid Misha Yatsam Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah in Psachim is discussing that if a person left his home and he didn't do Bir Chometz, he left his home to go to Yerushalayim to be Makav the Korban Pesach, and he forgot that he had Chometz at home and didn't do Bir. Now Midoraisa Bittul is enough to be Mevatel the Chometz, but the Rabbanan required you to be Mevayeret. So at what, how much is required to go back, to what extent did the chomim were the matriach you that you have to go back and be mevayer the chomets? And the Mishnah V'chein, a similar machloek as we have, is going to be a different halach entirely. V'chein mishu yotzim Yerushalayim. If a person left Yerushalayim, v'nizkar shahaya v'rabasar kodesh. He left Yerushalayim. Now by taking the kodeshim out of Yerushalayim, and this refers to kachim kalim, which can be eaten, like shlomim, can be eaten in the whole city. But once you leave the city, it becomes possible, b'yoytz, it becomes possible. So a person left Yerushalayim, v'nizkar shad basar kodesh, and then he remembered after leaving Yerushalayim that he had basar kodesh, that became possible. That basar kodesh has to be burnt. Midoraisa, that basar can be burnt anywhere. So as soon as he remembers, he can burn it. The Rabbanan were matzrech the person, they were machayiv the person to return to Yerushalayim. He has to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it in Yerushalayim. So if the person then, he left Yerushalayim and he remembered that he had in his hand Basar Kodesh, im offered Saifim, if he passed Saifim, Sarfim HaKayimah. If he went that far already, they weren't matriach him to go back to Yerushalayim, you can burn it on the spot. What is Saifim? Rashi says Saifim is a place. And it's a place, it's a, called Saifim. Taisa says it's not a place. It's a not a place. Rashi says it's a place that you can see the base of Mikdash. But Taisa says Saifim is not a place. It's a, rather, it's a im omrat Saifim, if he left Saifim. So Rashi says Saifim is a place that's called Saifim, that from there you can see Yerushalayim. You can see from that place in Saifim, you can see the Harabais. That's what Saifim is. That's how Rashi explains Saifim. Taisa says it's not a particular place. It's rather any place where it can still be seen. Any place where that you can still see Yerushalayim, that's called Saifim. A place where you can be Saifim. It's not a particular place. Uncle Panim. If he's over at Saifim, if he went that far away from Yerushalayim, Sarfa b'mikayim, then he burns it in the place. V'im lav, choyzer v'sarfa lifnei habira. But if not, if he's closer, then he has to go back. The Rabban require him to go back. V'sarfa lifnei habira, me'atzei amarach. Then, if he wants to, he can go to, this is not mandatory, but if he wants to, he can go back to the Har HaBayis, and there he's entitled to burn it from the Atzimiracha, from the wood that was designated for the Mizbeach. Otherwise, if he doesn't go back to the Bira, to Har HaBayis, he can burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim, but he has to use his own wood. So the basic halach is that if he passes Saifim, this place where Rashi says you can see the base of Migdash, or Tosafot says it's just far away that you cannot see Yerushalayim from that place anymore, then you don't have to go back. But if you're within that area, you're closer to Yerushalayim, you do have to go back. Ad kamehem chayzer. So what is considered significant? How much is a significant amount of the Basar Shlomim, of the Basar of the Kachim, that the Chum said we're mechayiv you to go back, to burn it in Yerushalayim, that you cannot burn it on the spot. Meaning, even if he is within Saifim, but they're only matriach if it's a significant, if it's a choshev amount. But what is considered a choshev where the Rabbanan say you must go back? Both by chometz, the halacha that's mentioned by chometz, going back to do bir chometz, and the halacha gabi the kosh and burn the kosh, if it's a beya size, that's considered a choshev. Rabbi Huda Oimer zevzeh b'kazayis. He says, zevzeh b'kazayis, and kazayis is in choshev. So what do we see over here? The Rabbi Meir is the one who says over there, he says that Zevzeh b'kabeya. Now, in our Mishnah, it is, the Rabbi Meir says, a kazayas you have to bench. And Rabbi Yehuda says, benching is kabeya, and it got to be that halacha, but going back to burn it, he says, kazayas is choshev. So it seems to be just the opposite. You have to switch around the opinions to make it consistent. No, you don't have to switch it around. Because really, what they said over here, that's their sheet of Lagabi benching. Lagabi benching is that Rabbi Meir says kazayas, and Rabbi Huda says kebeya. And Lagabi burning, going back to burn, it's just the opposite. Why is that so? How can we reconcile this? Because hacha b'kroi plegi. In our Mishnah, the machlokes is totally on the pasuk, on darshaning the pasuk. How do you learn the pasuk? It's not totally on a svar. Ramer Savara, the obligation for benching we learn out from the pasuk of achalta v'savat v'erach. So Ramer Savara v'achalta z'achila, achalta is referring to achila. V'savata, savat z'ushtia, means drinking. V'achila b'gazayas. Now, what is the definition throughout the Chol Torah Kula? What's considered achila is kazayas. If a person has shalom eats chalev, dam, macholos, asur, what's considered eating? It's considered the shear, the size is a kazayas. So here also, the Torah says v'achalta, then b'irach, they have to bench. That's a kazayas. So he darshan v'achalta zu achila, savata shtia. So someone will learn that his shita is that with drinking wine, if you drink wine, a shear of wine, then you have to make a bracha achreina, min ha'raisa, you have to make a bracha achreina. Like we saw earlier, that Shimon Shetach, he holds that he drank the wine, and he benched on that. Some want to learn that that's Rav Meir's shita as well. Others want to learn is that no, that it's an achila, but only if he drinks, if he has something to drink, meaning if he eats and he hasn't had something to drink with it, then it's not considered a complete achila. That the achila has to have a shtia with it as well. Akol Panim, that's how he darshens the pasuk, and that's why Lagabe benching, Lagabe Zimon, he says, Kazayas is enough because it's based on the pasuk, says Vachalta Veirachta. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Vachalta Vesavata, he learns that Vachalta Vesavata, the Vesavata is a description of the Achila. What type of Achila are we talking about over here? Lagabe the Chiyav of benching in Zimon, it's not the Achila of Kolotara Kula. That achila kol Torah kula is a kazayas. The achila that we're discussing over here is an achila of a svia, to be satisfied, to be satiated. And that requires more. That requires a bayan. So he holds a chalt of zavata, chila sheyesh basfiyah veizu kibeya. So that's the machloikis over here. It's not a svara what's choshev or not. It's dependent. It's totally how to darsh in the pasuk. Awesome over there by going back to burn the kachim or the chametz. Awesome besvara plegi. Ramer savar chazar also ketumas. He holds that it's the chachamim were machayev you to go back if you took out a basar of kachim, which is chashev, a chashev ashir. That's totally on a svara of what's considered chashev. Now, just like we consider a shir of chashiv, what's chashev, legabei tumam, the machlekes rishonim, does it mean on a food to be mekabel tuma, or does it mean to be impart tuma to something else? Al kaponim, the shir is a bay. The shir of tuma for tumas oichle, for a food item, to be either to be makabel to be accept tuma, it's only if it's a shir. It has to be a beya, or it's to impart tuma. So over there, the shir of chashivas is a beya. Ma tumas bekebeya, chazarosa bekebeya. So the chacham only mechayev you to go back to burn it if you have a chashiv shir a kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda sabar chazarosa ki yisur. He holds the going back is like the isur. Ma isur bekazayas, the isur of chometz is kazayas. So that's the Isser of Chometz, and that's the Isser of Yoitzah by Kachim, of Chasar also because I is, and so too, therefore, going back, the obligation to go back is also a Shir of Chashivas, is a Kazayas, and that's why it's Kazayas. So really, it is consistent. There's no stira with what they said there and they said here. Let's see the next Mishnah. Ketzer Mezamnin. So how do we conduct the Zimun? One person is the Mezamin, the others answer. What is the procedure of the Zimun? Ketzer Mezamnin B'Shleish, if there's only three people. Oimer Nevarach. He says, Nevarach, let us together, let us bench. B'Shleish V'Hu, if there's four or more, so there's three people that can answer. There's one leader. So the leader says, Oimer Baruch Hu. He says, Baruch Hu. He's addressing them, Baruch Hu, and let us, and they say, Nevarach. Basar, Oimer, Nevarach. If there's now 10, there's a minimum where they say, El Kano. So there's also here only a minimum. He says, Nevarach, let's do it together. Nevarach, El Kano. Basar, Avahu, Oimer, Baruch Hu. Again, the same type of idea. Echad, Asar, Avahad, Asar, Riva. Whether it's 10, now there's no change. Now, according to this Mandomer, we'll see in the Gemara, this is according to Rav Yosi Galili. According to Rav Yosi Galili, once you've reached 10, then it doesn't switch anymore. It doesn't vary. That's the standard, and it doesn't matter if you have 10,000. Bimeya, if you have 100. Now, here, as we'll see, Bimeya, this is not a continuation of what we just said. Bimeya now is a new mandomer. This is Rabbi Kiva. As we'll see, this is different from what we just said because Bimeya, who I married, we see here by 100, it switches. By 100, now there's another changing point. There's a point where it changes. So this is clearly not the previous mandomer. This is not Rav Yosi Galili. It alters over here when you reach 100. Bimeya, who I married, Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. Here you add on Nevarach, not just Elokeinu, Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. Mayavahu, Oimer, Baruchu. Again, if there's more than the 100, once you've reached the 100, that is a point where it switches. But if you have more than that, then he says he addresses them, Baruchu. Ube Elefu, Oimer, again, the Elef is considered a different point, a transition point. Be Elef, Hu Oimer, Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. Yan al Kesel, Belafahu, Oimer Barhu. Beribo, if you have 10,000, Oimer in the Rock, Lashem, Lakan, Lakes, Relocate, Svokais, Yesheva Kruvin, Alamozan Shachalno. Alamozan Shachalno, before you speak out, this Alamozan really refers to all of the cases, Alamozan. It's just this is where we are elaborating on this the most. We here now do the expression we add in Amozan, Alamozan Shachalno. Beribavu, Oimer Barhu. So according to the way he addresses, that's how they respond. So how do they respond? So the way he addresses them, they respond in kind and they elaborate as well. Now this Rav Yosi Galili is now going back to the reish of the Mishnah. Rav Yosi Galil Emer Lefi Reva Kol Hem Mevarchim Shenemar Bemakolas Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bemikor Yisrael. Rav Yosi Galil Emer. Rav Yosi Galil says. Now we'll see. This Rav Yosi Galil is now the continuation of what we just said. He's the mandomar of this opinion that we just mentioned. Let's see the Mishnah. There's only three people. He says, Navarach. There's three people. He says, no, let us bench together. You only have the three, the minimum. So he doesn't address them. He says, let us bench together. But if there's three and him, so there's another person. So now he addresses the people and he says, Baruch. He says, Baruch. Basar, if there's 10, now 10 is a transition point. Basar, Oymer Nevarach Elokeinu. He says, again, but if there's only 10, he joins together with them. He can't address them. He joins with them. He says, Nevarach Elokeinu. Basar, Vahu, if it's 10 plus him, Oymer, Baruch Hu. He says, Baruch Hu, he addresses them. He says, Baruch Hu. Echad Asar, Vechad Asar, Riba. Whether it's 10 or 10,000, it doesn't change anymore after that. B'meya hu oimer, with 100, he says, now here it's saying meya is a transition. So it's clearly not the opinion that was just mentioned. So as we'll see, weiter in the Mishnah, that this is a different opinion. B'meya hu oimer nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. You say Hashem Elokeinu. So you add on Hashem. B'meya v'hu, if it's 100 in him, oimer baruch hu, he says baruch. Again, he's addressing them. He has more than the minimum required for this point. For this group, then he says Baruch Hu be'elef hu oimer, again, it's another transition point. He says Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. He adds on Elokei Yisrael be'elef hu oimer Baruch Hu. He addresses them beribay with 10,000. Now this is again a transition. Oimer Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakas Yoshev Akuvim Ala Mozon Shachalnu. He elaborates even more. They before speak out that this Ala Mozon, that's not particular to 10,000. That's repeated, that's said in all of the cases. But here we're just elaborating and saying more, so we add in our mazam. The way he addresses them, they respond in kind. He says, according to the size of the congregation, that's how they bench. So this latter opinion is Rav Yosi Aglili. Shenemar b'makelos baruch Hashem lekei Hashem mikar Yisrael. B'makelos, according to the size of the congregation, according to the size of the tzibur, you have the appropriate bracha. So you see, this second opinion is Rav Yosi Aglili, that it varies according to the size of the tzibur. Amar Rav Akiva mamatzin v'beis ha'knesses echan merubim v'echem u'atim oimer baruch Hu Hashem. So he says, Rabbi Kiva says, no, it does not vary. Because just like by a shul, once you have a minyan, you say Baruch Hu. You don't switch around, it doesn't change. So here also by benching, once you've reached a minyan, so that's the first opinion in the Mishnah, once you have a minyan, it doesn't switch. So he says, you say Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel adds on to that, it's when you have a minyan in shul, it's not just Baruch Hu Hashem, or Shalom, or Baruch Hu Hashem, HaMevayrach. It's Baruch Hu Hashem, HaMevayrach.